Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you want to record together in person again?
Yeah, sure, Patrick. Have you had your shots?
Oh, yeah, I got the vaccine a while back.
No. I mean your shots. This deck has a 2-drink minimum.
That's cash money.
All right, Patrick, we are outside.
Yes, we are, Jim.
We are together. We are recording together.
Hallelujah.
For the first time in 14 or 15 months,
yeah,
something like that.
It's quite amazing. I think was the last time our live event with the Who? I can't remember.
Was that the last one?
May have been. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know if we did one after that, but that was right around the time it all started coming down.
That's amazing. All right, so.
It is.
We are fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
The world feels like it's opening,
yep.
Reopening, and
we're back on the deck.
We are out on my deck here, yep. In the suburbs, here in Northern Virginia, and I got some shade now. I got this awning.
It's fantastic, people.
Put up, so now it should be more comfortable here on the deck.
It's
it used
gorgeous.
To get insanely hot.
Yeah, we get warm.
Yes, and it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we should introduce our other member of the team here, Shadow. You got reunited with Shadow today.
It's amazing. He's literally right now, but in a tiny space that's too small for him between a bag and my computer, and I'm petting him, and it's really a thrill to be back with my only true friend, Shadow. I'm so glad he was happy to see me.
Oh,
and remembered me. Yeah,
so excited.
Yeah, it was great. And he's right by my side.
Yep,
it's really good.
He's hanging out. So I thought what we might do here, since this is such a momentous occasion, by the way, since we're outside, you may hear things,
yeah.
Listeners, from time to time. There could be a plane overhead, like right now, or earlier today. I was a little afraid we would have to go inside because there was somebody like doing some like sort of thatching or aeration or something over there. It was very loud right over there in that house. So I was afraid of that, but they seem to be gone now. So now it seems pretty peaceful. So
yeah, it's nice.
Good.
Yeah, and the airplane traffic I've definitely noticed has picked up quite a bit,
yeah.
overhead. So you definitely hear those, and not too many other sounds. No lawnmowers going right now, but be prepared if you hear one.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where I live is not too far from Dulles International.
That's right.
So it's sort of like in the Blues Brothers where they talk about the L train going by. It happens so frequently you don't even notice it, right?
That's right, yeah. And I will tell you, folks, I haven't been out here, obviously, in a while, but driving out, if you think you're storing your documents in the cloud, it's not quite true because they're stored in a big building on Waxpool Road.
Right.
And there's a few more of them since I've been out here. It's kind of amazing.
We live in Data Center Central.
It's amazing.
Here out in my suburb, and something like 3/4 of the world's internet traffic flows through
stunning.
These data centers,
yeah,
around here.
That is right.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
amazing.
It is. So anyway, I thought to mark the Patrick Shadow reunion,
yes,
that maybe we could just do a quick little episode here on songs about dogs,
sure,
or songs involving dogs,
yeah,
or however you want to define it. Like, that could be fun, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You said I should start, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to go second.
I have something to go second with, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to start here with a song that apparently is loosely related to a dog.
Okay? Okay.
Thank you. All right, there you go. Jet.
Nice. One of my all-time favorite songs, and McCartney especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this actually is my favorite McCartney solo song.
Solo song.
You know, it, you consider Wings solo, which I do. So this is from Band on the Run album, 1973.
Right.
And the connection to dogs is Jet was one of his dogs.
Oh, really?
Was a puppy.
I never knew that.
And
that's amazing.
A black lab that he had at the time. And so he used the dog's name as inspiration, apparently for the title, but the lyrics have nothing to do with the
dog. Okay. I never knew that. That's so interesting.
The lyrics apparently are about his meeting Linda's father.
Really?
The Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major,
and all that stuff.
Okay.
And he talks about remember the funny feeling
and
all that stuff, right?
Okay.
But the title is for the dog.
That's really cool. I mean, it makes sense too, because at least for me, when I listen to that song, the lyrics didn't really mean that much. I just love what it does to you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of nonsensical to me anyway.
That's right. And I think that's what he sort of intended. Like, it wasn't really supposed to be some shadows getting into your stuff over there. Wasn't really. I think it's mostly about sort of the groove of the song and the music, right, to him. And sort of like, you can make whatever you want out of it. That doesn't really matter. But it's a great rock song.
Oh, my God.
And
it
I love
really
it.
It really is.
It's awesome. And I've always loved that song. And I think it's a standout track in McCartney's solo career, partly because it is such a good rock song. He didn't, you know, do that a lot in his solo career. So he got kind of mellower as things went on.
And man, the end of that song where he's like whooping and the piano's like really pounding is really killer. That's really cool.
And it probably also makes sense too. He had a band called Wings.
True.
To have a song called Jet, right?
Might as well. Yeah.
All right. So there's my first pick.
Very nice, Jim. Very nice. Well, I'll tell you, I got one for you. And there's a lot, obviously, here, you know, to look at. And I just want to tell people, this is a tool I use, like, all the time. And maybe because I'm the co-host of the podcast. But if you go to suburbspod.com, you can click on the link for songs. You'll see it kind of right there in the middle of our homepage.
Yeah.
And there's a search feature that comes up, and you can type in any kind of search. And, you know, there's some things that have come up that are really interesting here. One of the ones I considered playing, since we're talking about McCartney, was Hey Bulldog by the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, right.
But that's already been played on our episode, episode 650, guest hosted by Mike Wagner. He played that cool song.
It's a great song.
Hey Bulldog, it's kind of just McCartney and Lennon in the studio cutting it. It's really a cool tune. The one I'd like to choose, though, is by Nick Drake. And it's called Black Eyed Dog. And Nick Drake, I don't know, we haven't really talked about him a ton on our podcast, Jim, but from everything you read and learn about him and you know, listen to his music and stuff, he was, you know, just like an incredibly ultra-sensitive soul. You know, he must have been one of the most sensitive people ever to walk the face of the earth, and also, you know, an incredibly gifted musician. But you know, he met an end that was kind of mysterious. People aren't sure if he overdosed accidentally or he took his own life through taking too many pills. But he always used to talk about this sort of spiritual thing that would follow him around, like he was haunted by it. And apparently, this is what that song is about. Like, he said it was a black-eyed dog. And whenever he, you know, would see this flashes of this black-eyed dog, it was like, that's the thing that's haunting me that's going to ultimately take my life. So, you know, I love all of his music. I don't think there's any bad Nick Drake songs. I mean, I really like to listen to his music. It's of a very certain kind of piece. I mean, it's very pastoral and English and sensitive and mostly quiet and, you know, self-absorbed. But this is one I knew a little bit about, but as I was preparing for this, I read more about it and I thought it was really interesting. So I'd like to play that for everybody. It's Black Eyed Dog by Nick Drake.
Black Eyed Dog, he called at my door. Black Eyed Dog, he called for more. Black Eyed Dog, thank you.
it's odd to hear you know, somebody who died when they were like 27 or 28, I think, saying, I'm growing old. I want to go home.
Right.
But I don't know if this record came out on any, this song came out on any of Nick Drake's original issues, but I heard it on a compilation that is called Way to Blue. Yeah, an introduction to Nick Drake that came out in the 90s, and it was kind of like a compilation that had some songs and some other songs. It was hard to find Nick Drake's records originally. And you used to read about them in the Rolling Stone record guide and stuff, but the original copies are really hard to come by.
Yeah.
And then his song Pink Moon was on a commercial, right? I think it was Volkswagen.
Yes.
And that totally changed his profile.
One of the most successful commercial sinks ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It totally, he sort of like, the interest in him just sort of blew up.
Amazing.
From that one commercial. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like the mid-2000s
something
like
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a whole big box set came out of all his stuff, and then suddenly you could find it all again, and there are reissues and all that stuff. So
amazing.
I have two of the originals in my collection. I was able to find the Island originals on import. And I'll tell you, they're really, really hard to find. They're really collectible. But I don't remember this song being on any of those, but I do remember it on this compilation. So that's where it came from. I never really knew the backstory of it that much. And it's just another really, really good song on that compilation. But, it's if you're really into Nick Drake, like, it's a key part, apparently, of the whole legacy and the whole Nick Drake story. So just wanted to share that one with people. And, you know, I don't know if others know much about Nick Drake. We haven't really talked about him a whole lot on our show, but might be worth doing sometime.
It's a haunting song, like pretty much everything
all
he did.
All of his stuff. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This next song, when we talked about this topic, and I remember texting you and I was saying, like, are there even dog songs? Like, I had this idea. I was like, but, and then we, you know, of course, we came up with some examples here.
Mm-hmm.
But the this was actually the first one that came to my mind
after
I thought of the topic.
Okay.
Okay, that is Me and My Arrow by Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
And it actually is about a dog. This is this is for real. So this was on Harry Nilsson's 1970 album The Point.
Mm, okay.
Which is a concept album. This probably won't surprise anyone. He got the idea apparently while he was like walking through the woods on drugs or something like that. But anyway, but the basic outline of the story is that it's about a boy named Oblio.
Okay.
And he lives in this world. The album's called The Point. He lives in this society where everyone has pointed heads, but he does not. And so he's sort of an outcast.
I got it.
You know?
Right.
And Arrow is his dog. And what's really nice about this song is it's sort of that idea that, like, you know, you feel alone in the world, but your dog can be your one true friend.
There it is.
Right? Exactly. So I'm expecting at some point Wingtip Slow to cover this song and call it Me and My Shadow.
That's perfect. The syllables are exactly
right. That's exactly right.
That is done.
The rhyme scheme, everything.
Done.
All right. and I will say the reason why this came to mind is I had this vague recollection of, like, sort of a music video that went with this song, like animated, like a cartoon.
Okay.
Of a, you know, boy and his dog and running around and all of this, right? And I was like, is that real? Is that a fever dream? Is it a drug-fueled, you know, walk through the woods? What is it that I'm remembering this? And I can remember seeing it as, like, a little kid. you know, and I was always a dog lover. I had a dog when I was a kid. So maybe it stuck with me somehow. Maybe this did really exist. So I looked it up, as now you can do. You can find everything on the internet. Yep. And it's true.
Oh,
they made an animated film or short or something of this album.
Wow.
With the
that
songs.
That is so interesting.
It apparently was narrated by Ringo Starr.
Really?
Told the story.
Wow.
Right?
And that is so interesting.
I found the... So there's apparently, you know, like, I don't know if it's... total is running time is maybe I don't know if it's a half hour or what, but I found the clip with this song and the kid and
so
the dog running around, and I was like, yes, I remember that. That's exactly
that
it.
Is so
I
crazy.
Remember seeing. So at some point in life, I saw this,
and it always
film.
Stuck with you.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And so to the point where, like, a dog song, that image came into my head.
And that
and
was,
I was
the
like,
first
me and my arrow.
Yeah, that is really really interesting. Wow, I'm gonna have to check that out. I mean, it's got that really lovely sing-song kind of quality to it that would seem to lend itself to that kind of story or that kind of animation too, which is cool.
And does it, especially the song gets into the chorus and stuff, it sort of reminds you maybe a little bit of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Song.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got
of course
a little
we
bit
know Harry Nilsson and John Lennon were pals, and so it has some of that same sort
it
of
does, that sort of
feeling.
Whimsical quality, which is really nice. That's very cool. And I did not know any of that about Nilsson and that concept album.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Okay.
And of course, the only thing I did know is that he probably did walk through the woods on drugs.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
That makes sense. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to give one more pick here, but it's kind of a linking song, Jim, and it's going to link together tomorrow's episode and today's.
Okay.
Okay. Because they're both themes.
Yes.
But before that, I want to bring up a couple things. Number one, the one thing that really came to my mind when getting ready to do this, do you know, Jim, was it ever determined who let the dogs out?
I don't think so. I think that remains a mystery to this day. Unsolved
all
mystery.
All this time, they haven't figured it out.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple of the other ones that came to my mind, Rufus Thomas walking the dog, obviously, was a pretty famous one. My mind went right to Black Dog by Led Zeppelin,
right.
But we've all heard that 80 million times. And Hound Dog by Elvis / Big Mama Thornton were some of the ones that came to my mind. So, you know, Rufus Thomas, you know, it was all kind of that sort of Memphis sound there. But the one I want to play, and as I mentioned, you can go to our website and figure out this, but I don't believe we've ever played any songs by this group, and we got to rectify this. But I will tell you before we hear it, well, why don't we just hear the song?
Okay.
And then I'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
It's Dog and Butterfly by Heart.
See the dog and butterfly.
All right, there you go.
Dog and Butterfly. It's the title track from the fourth Heart album, Dog and Butterfly, from 1978. Now, the reason I bring this up is because tomorrow's episode, we're going to do songs about insects.
Here we are.
And so I figured that would be a nice segue.
We have a reason for that. We'll explain that tomorrow.
We will.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, we haven't talked much about Heart, but I'm a big Heart fan. I think what the Wilson sisters did is, you know, really important in rock and roll history. And as recently as two summers ago, Jim, before the whole world shut down, and we went into those really dark times. I saw Heart play at Meriwether Post. They played with Joan Jett.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my brother-in-law got tickets for my wife and I, and we went.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was cool to see them. They sounded great. And, you know, they're always entertaining, as always. And you just sit there and you listen to the Heart live set, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, for sure.
Really good.
For sure. I probably saw them maybe just a little bit before that or somewhere around the same time they played. And Joan Jett were both on the bill at that big Foo Fighters show at RFK.
Oh, yeah, I remember
a few
that.
Years ago, 4th mm-hmm. of July.
4th of July show, yep. I remember that.
That's probably been about 5 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm. Was that when Dave Grohl had the broken leg and he sat in the throne, or was that before that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I remember that.
It was,
yeah.
yes.
I remember
Five,
that.
6 years ago at this point.
Yep.
But anyway, it was a big all-day bill, and Joan Jett and Hart were on the lineup, so it might have been the same time they were touring together.
Oh,
it probably was.
Yep.
So
it
might have been around that same time. But I will agree. I was excited. I had never seen Hart before.
Yeah.
I was excited to see them, and they put on a show. They
it's
were
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think I think over time, people have come back around on Hart. They were really... They sold a ton of records in the 80s, but they were really hurt credibility-wise.
Yeah, they had that bad situation where they came back. Yeah.
And I think it lingered for quite a while, and now people are sort of like rediscovering
their influence.
Earlier Hart.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, this was a really great band.
Totally, and that song, you can definitely hear their early folk influences. I mean, they started out kind of playing folk music in Seattle, like, you know, early on in their career. It took them a while to get a break. But I did read that this song was inspired by a dog chasing a butterfly, which it probably was never going to catch, but the message being... There you go, Shadow. He's like, guilty. Guilty as charged.
I can point to a dog who does that.
But it's like, keep going no matter what. You'll
yes.
get there eventually. So
yeah.
that was kind of the message. I thought it was nice. You know, there it is. It seemed to make sense to me.
No, that does make sense. And Shadow will chase anything in the yard, insect or rodent or anything, right? Doesn't matter. But does he ever catch anything? No.
But it's just the effort that counts. He has definitely gotten bigger, Jim. He's really grown into a lovely, lovely dog, and he's just relaxing here on the deck for a little snooze right now. So
this is his favorite thing in the world. Is
it's a great spot for him right there.
He loves to be outside, but he doesn't always like to be outside by himself.
Yeah.
So when somebody's out here on the deck hanging out, he's in
perfect.
Heaven. Like,
right.
Now I can just hang out here.
I can catch a little nap.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, cool.
Well, great.
So there's some four dog songs.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Beautiful stuff.
All right. If anyone else would like to contribute, we could follow up. More dog songs.
Oh, it's got
to
be some stuff out there.
You can call, leave a message, 612-440-1984. Or email rock@suburbspod.com. Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Leave a message or comment or whatever, what have you. They're all at Suburbs Pod. And as you mentioned, tomorrow it's insect songs.
Yeah. Insect day.
All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Right when the weather starts to get nice, we get these, I don't know if you get these at your house, you get these big fat bees that just sort of hover around.
The carpenter bees.
The carpenter bees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't last very long.
Nope.
A couple of weeks, maybe. But they're just these big fat suckers. Yep. Apparently, they don't even sting, so you
they
don't have to
no
worry
stinger.
About it.
That's right.
But they're just sort of annoying because they just sort of hover. They
yeah.
Anyway, he tries to chase those and get those, and I'm just like, man, don't eat the bees.
Give
like
it up, right.
Yeah.
If you do catch it, it's going to be bad news for you.
Yeah. Yeah.